Friday's come around again, and time for one of our culture file guests to tell us where their mind has wandered recently. And this time it's the turn of Orkney composer Erlen Cooper to share with us his culture file likes.
This is Erlen Cooper. I write music inspired largely by the natural world. I'm a composer from the Orkney Islands, and I'm going to share some of the things I've been enjoying recently. The film actually celebrates Orkney in a way that's, I think, going to be remarkable. It's the memoir of writer Amy Littrod, and it's called The Outrun. And it's a special story of redemption in the natural world, recovery from alcoholism, and finding solace in solitude and nature. And I think it's very restorative. It's called The Outrun. The book I just read, funnily enough, is Amy Littrod's follow-up to her debut, and it's called The Instant. And it springboards off the journey of recovery from a life of excess in a city and recovery in the natural world. And it asks questions of the immediate in the digital world and how it is to live with or be an addict and live in recovery. And that's called The Instant. I'm sure it will be a hit movie in a couple of years too. I recently had the pleasure of taking a walk with someone affiliated with the RSPB. And she has this wonderful podcast called Plodcast. And we plodded around Peter Gabriel's Real World studio in Bath, searching for otters and kingfishers. And it's a treat. I hope you enjoy it. There are two things I enjoyed recently. I went to the Proms, the Albert Hall, and witnessed an adaptation of Nick Drake's work for orchestra. And I also witnessed Robert Ames of the LCO pull together these exceptional film scores by various composers, which I enjoyed tremendously. Hearing Tár Heildur's score was particularly moving. Actually, the simple beauty of Isabel Waller Bridges, The Boy, The Fox and the Mole, I thought was really touching. I do enjoy my food, but I was quite pleased to go to a restaurant in London and have Orkney scallops as my starter. It was a nice treat. And I concluded the meal with a very mild Orkney whiskey called Scapa whiskey. And to have that in the city when you're missing home was rather lovely. It's called the Clove Club in London, and the chef, I believe, is either half Orcadian or grew up in Orkney. Hence the Orkney scallops and fine whiskey. No one's ever asked me about scent, but it's important. All of my senses are very heightened, of course, hearing, but sight and smell tend to be quite ordered, so scent is a bit like ambient music. It can create an atmosphere in a space that can be subconscious if you get it right, but I don't think it should be overbearing. I'm told that my studio has multiple pleasant fragrances, but it's just a Californian Pinon, so the scent captures the essence, that's funny, the essence of Pinon Pine, coniferous staple from the American Southwest. Earthy notes of pine and balsam fur balance, amber and spicy black pepper, light vanilla and smoky cedarwood add a warmth, familiarity. The scent feels like an old friend. Cultivated but intimate. I'm not sure about that, but at the end of the day, yeah, it's got an amber, vanilla, cedarwood, cinnamon feel to it, and it's pine, effectively. It's a balsam fir. That's my sort of scent that you'll smell when you come here in any room of the studio. How's that? That's a pretty specific answer.
Erlen Cooper there, who's playing on Sunday evening in the National Concert Hall's Tradition Now Festival. Coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, it's a special programme with silent film music champion and posthumous Chaplin collaborator Timothy Brock. That's Saturday, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.